This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to my podcast for Monday, March 23rd, 2020. I've been doing a lot of podcasts about the coronavirus. People, of course, are wanting to know what's going on. I've even done some about what's going on in communist China and some behind-the-scenes kinds of things. But my biggest podcasts have been when I've talked to prophetic voices who are saying what God is saying, and that is certainly a perspective that you won't get in the secular media and won't get in most other Christian media. Today, my guest is Jeremiah Johnson from Lakeland, Florida. He is a respected author and prophetic voice, and he's agreed to share with me some things that God has shown him that when I found out about them, I actually called him and invited him to be a guest to my podcast. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Well, Jeremiah, I appreciate you being on my podcast. I've been aware of your ministry, although you and I have not interacted a lot. You've really seemed to have a prophetic gift, which I admire. And, you know, the Bible says, now we see through a glass darkly, and all of us who have been in the charismatic church very long know that not all prophecies come true, but you seem to have a pretty good record. The Lord has shown you some things about the coronavirus and about Donald Trump. So let's just start there and have a conversation about what you believe God is saying.
Steve, thanks so much for having me on the podcast today. It's a real honor and privilege to be with you. I would like to share recently on March 16th, I had received a prophetic dream at night where I was taken to a baseball stadium, and on the pitching mound was a tall, slender man who was demonically possessed. His eyes were very dark, and he was foaming at the mouth, and in the batter's box was none other than Donald Trump, and Trump was actually wearing a pinstripe New York Yankees jersey with the number 3 on it, which I immediately recognized was Babe Ruth. And I noticed that the count on the scoreboard was 3-2, 3-2. And I knew in the dream that the demon-possessed pitcher intended to throw a fastball right past Donald for a strikeout. And as I held my breath and watched the pitch come out, I was suddenly stunned to watch the ball be slowed down by a supernatural force in the air. And by the time the ball got to Trump, it was going very slow, and he hit the ball out of the park for a big home run. And in the dream, I heard the voice of God say, the enemy has intended to strike out Donald Trump at a very critical hour in history, but behold, supernatural help is on the way, for I will slow down the advancement of the enemy and allow him to knock this one out of the park, for it is simply a matter of time before the victory comes. And so I had that dream on March 16th and woke up very encouraged and felt a great sense of peace.
Well, you know, none of us have ever lived through anything like this. You know, there have been pandemics, I guess, even in our lifetime, but they haven't shut everything down like this one has. And, you know, there are some who are skeptical about the media and so forth, trying to stop Trump, but it is a pandemic that has actually affected China and Italy and even Spain a lot more than our country. It's just that we kind of don't know what's going to happen. But several prophetic voices, including Sean Bolz and Chuck Pierce, and even Kenneth Copeland, have indicated that it isn't going to be as bad as some people are predicting, and that God does have a plan and purpose. But in the natural, it looks pretty bad. I mean, you know, our economy, which is booming, certainly is not booming now. A lot of people either have lost their jobs or will lose their jobs. It's even affecting companies like ours, not as much as many, but for example, Amazon is not shipping books right now. They're shipping only things that are considered essential, I guess, foods and medicines and face masks, or I'm speculating, but they don't consider books essential and won't start shipping them until early April. But all this is really minor in a way, in my opinion, to what God is doing. You know, we're seeing our culture getting worse and worse and worse and more ungodly, which is why many of us, including me, believe that God raised up Donald Trump, and I've even written three books about that, as you may know. And then this happens. You know, he gets through impeachment, he gets through the Mueller investigation, he, you know, just everything they throw at him, to use your baseball imagery, he seems to get past him. But, you know, this pandemic is just bigger than America. And so far, America has not really been affected that much. I mean, the 300 or so deaths we've had, as bad as they are, pale in comparison even to the swine virus, which they also called H1N1, in which there were 1,000 deaths before the Obama administration even kicked into gear in terms of calling it an emergency and so forth. So I guess to me, Jeremiah, it's reassuring that the Lord seems to show you that somehow Donald Trump is going to hit this out of the ballpark. But also, has the Lord shown you anything about when this thing is going to end or when life is going to go back to normal?
I do not have a specific date of when the virus will slow down, but I do not anticipate that it would be very much longer. I sense personally right around the time of Passover, I believe some of the other prophetic voices have indicated. I believe specifically the Lord has shown me over the next 60 days is a divine window of time. You know, so many have been, you know, asking when is the virus going to stop? And I, you know, out of a very compassionate heart, I understand the deaths and some of the panic and the fear. But Steve, you know, maybe even a greater question than when is it going to cease is what is God saying or doing in the midst of it? I know for me, I've been really prophesying out of an encounter recently, this 60-day window of time where I really believe there's a divine reset that's taking place. The Lord is allowing many things to slow down. You know, states in the U.S. are being shut down, quarantine, you know, the stay in shelter. And I really feel like there's a real recipe for awakening, especially in America. You know, some of the greatest gods, sports and entertainment, are being shut down. You know, schools are being closed, which is forcing, you know, needed relational proximity for marriages and families. You know, large churches and conferences are being canceled, which allows house-to-house gatherings like the Book of Acts. And so I believe around the time of Passover, we're going to see it really slow down. But I believe in the midst of this, there's a divine reset. There's a recipe for awakening. And my heart is really for the people of God to recognize, more than maybe living in fear or even hanging at your house watching Netflix, just trying to pass the time by, that we might take advantage of this window of time that God is releasing in the earth right now.
Well, that's encouraging. And, you know, what we want is, a lot of times we say revival, but revival is basically reviving the church, which is absolutely necessary. I think that compromising the church is a lot of the reason we're in the mess we're in. But we really need the whole culture to be revitalized. We need an awakening, like the Great Awakening. You know, we've had two great awakenings that history has identified as such in our country, and we certainly need one. You know, what is it going to really take? It's going to take more than staying home, you know, maybe being more reflective. I believe that there's some indication that more people are tuning into church on web streaming. Of course, you know, the last two Sundays, virtually everyone who went to church did so via web streaming. I believe what the prophets are saying, that we will see a real shift right around Passover. But is the whole culture going to understand that? I mean, most do not understand God's ways. They don't pay attention to it. If they even hear about it, they consider it so much superstition or just so much religiosity. One of the reasons I'm trying to go on the record with some of these podcasts and articles that we're doing is to put it on the record that men of God, such as yourself, are saying that this will be short-lived. But also knowing that if it isn't, you know, then of course we're kind of held up to ridicule once again by the world. But I kind of faced the same thing when Donald Trump was running for president. I was not a Trump supporter to start with, but I began to hear that men of God were saying that God had raised him up like King Cyrus, and a number had prophesied, going all the way back to Kim Clement in the 2007-2008 time frame, that God was going to use Trump as a trumpet, and then coming up to people like Frank Amedia and Lance Wallnau, literally saying that God was saying that he would be reelected. And I did everything I could to put it on the record, knowing that if he didn't win, and all the pundits were saying he had no chance at all, that it, you know, it would be embarrassing. But I thought it's more important to proclaim what we believe that God is saying and just believe that it's true, and, you know, deal with the other if we have to deal with it, you know, not to be timid. Partly because I've been around long enough to have been around prophecy a lot, and sometimes you'll have ministries something will happen, like, say, 9/11. This really happened around 9/11. Quite a few prophecies said that they prophesied it, but there was, and maybe they did, but there was no proof of it in the historical record. I mean, it wasn't on the record, so to speak. So, of course, God got no glory out of that. With Donald Trump, I felt entirely different. And I guess what made me think was that there's always the possibility with the prophetic that it's not going to come true. It seems to me that a lot of the prophetic in the charismatic church, and there are a lot of churches that embrace the prophetic, is stuff like, you know, you're going to have a baby or you're going to get a better job type of prophecy, which for those getting it is probably very encouraging, but it's not exactly changing the course of our nation. I'd be interested in your thoughts on some of these things that I was mentioning.
Yeah, I do think that in many ways the world is watching, looking for, you know, real voices. Just over the last 2 weeks, our ministry has received 10 email inquiries from unbelievers who have recently read many of the prophecies that I've recently given. And about half of them, we have had the opportunity to lead into a relationship with Jesus Christ. Just out of them being awakened, you know, you pointed out there's a lot of maybe prophetic movement in the church, maybe not so much in the world, but I really believe that this is an opportunity for the church to arise and shine. Not run and hide. And what I mean by arise and shine is whether it is with the word of the Lord or whether it is just walking with peace and security that can really only be found in Jesus Christ. But I do believe for more than a revival in the church, I really do believe we're witnessing an awakening happen in the world around us. And we as believers have an opportunity to arise and shine, and this is the day of salvation. So I definitely believe that. I myself have written several Trump books, and we have had many great testimonies come in from those. And you know, I really believe that in some ways, parts of the world are blind to what the Spirit of God is saying. You could not convince them otherwise. However, I do also believe that the Spirit of God is awakening and removing those blinders from many people's eyes. And I happen to believe, Stephen, have prophesied that the re-election of Donald Trump would be put into the hands of the baby boomers, that generation that was born between 1946 and 1964. I had had a dream that I recorded where I saw Donald Trump running something like a Boston Marathon, and he had fallen about 100 feet short of the finish line, and the crowd around him was jeering and yelling at him. And out of the crowd, there were two older women, one on a cane and one on a walker, that happened to get past the crowd and supernaturally pulled up Donald Trump and helped him get to the finish line. And it's interesting, again, that this virus has hit in 2020 in the re-election year. And so I happen to believe that even God is waking up baby boomers. And, you know, the New York Post just a couple of days ago ran a story calling COVID-19 the baby boomer remover. And I about fell out of my chair because of what I had prophesied, that God was going to use the baby boomers to reelect Trump. And a secular New York Post is calling COVID-19 the baby boomer remover. And I even believe it's come upon the shores of America to try to contend against what God is saying. So I think he's waking up the secular world and even to the media to what God is saying concerning Donald Trump and the future of America.
Well, as we wrap up this short podcast, I want you to tell my listeners how they can connect with you, how they can read things that you have posted on your website, even how they can visit your church that you founded down there in Lakeland, Heart of the Father Ministries.
Yes, you can go on our website, www.jeremiahjohnson.tv, for blogs, resources, and books. And then you can follow us on Instagram or on Facebook, Jeremiah Johnson Ministries. And I do have two campuses that I planted, Heart of the Father Ministry, one in Lakeland, Florida, and one in Winter Haven.
Well, thank you for sharing this, and I hope that the listeners will share it far and wide, the word that the enemy is trying to get a fastball past Donald Trump and strike him out, and that the Spirit of God slows it down, and Donald Trump hits a home run. So it'll be interesting to see how that happens, especially
yes,
around the time of Passover, which is right around the time of Easter. That's kind of how I remember it, because, you know, it changes every year a little bit. So as we wrap up this podcast, let me give you the last word, and then why don't you close in prayer?
Well, Father, we just thank you for today. We thank you for every listener that's listening. And God, we just ask, Lord, and we take our place on the wall. We thank you that there's a call to the wall that's being released around the world. And Lord, we do lift up our leaders, those in authority in the government, Lord, our spiritual leaders. God, we're just asking, Lord, for wisdom and counsel from above. Lord, we continue to come against this virus in Jesus' name. We thank you for Psalm 91 and a hedge of protection and a hedge of a covering around us and our families. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. I thank you so much, Jeremiah Johnson from Lakeland, Florida, for being a guest on my podcast today. Thank you for everyone who listened. Remember to share it with others. And also, I encourage you to get a copy of my new book, God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, which talks about it from a spiritual perspective and also has an entire chapter on why Trump might lose. And one of the things is that the economy were to go into the tank, which at the time when I finished the book before Thanksgiving did not even look possible. And now look what's happened. So it may be something that you want to check out. You can, of course, get a copy online now that a lot of the bookstores are closed with the COVID-19 virus, which I like to call the Chinese virus, which is where it came from. So tune in again tomorrow for another edition of the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.